Tonight's Boys Golf Sports Report for Tuesday, May 5th, brought to you by Brinks Exteriors Roofing Contractors that you can trust. We had two area teams in action on Tuesday. The Kember Knights headed down to the Atlantic Invitational. They'd play that down at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and it was Esak County hosting Pocahontas area at Spring Lake. We'll start off with the Knights at that Atlantic Invite. The Knights finished up 5th. With a 312 on the day on a loaded field, Atlantic would win it with a 289. Knoxville took second with a 300. ADM third with a 302. Shenandoah fourth with a 311. Just ahead of Kember again at 5th with a 312. Winterset with a 313 finished in 6th. And Clarinda with a 315 finished up in 7th place. So the difference between 7th place and 4th place was literally just 4 strokes. So that tells you how tight of a fight that was all day long and how important every shot and every putt was. Glenwood would finish 8th with 321. Red Oak 9th with a 334. Denison Slushwood 10th with a 340, Harlan 11th with a 341, Creston 12th with a 343, Atlantic's JV was 13th with a 378, Hamburg had no team score. We'll get to Hamburg here in just a moment. For the Kember Knights, Jack Lenz led the way. He shot a 75 on the day, going 35 on the front nine, 40 on the back nine. He would finish in 12th place, the highest finisher again for Kember. He had one birdie and 10 pars on the day. It was Garrett Babe shooting a 78, went 39 on the front nine, 39 on the back nine with a birdie and 9 pars. Braxton Vanami finished with a 79 with a 37 on the front nine, a 42 on the back, finished with 2 birdies and 6 pars. And Teddy Perkins had an 80 on the day with a 44 on the front nine, came back with a 36 on the back nine. He had 3 birdies and 4 pars. Colin Ventiker had an 82 in Britain. Luffelholtz finished up with an 80 at 4 for the Knights. Now, I told you I'd get to Hamburg here in just a moment. Well, they won medalist honors. Keith Thompson, their outstanding golfer, he finished up with a 69 on the day to earn medalist honors, edging by Hudson McLaren of Atlantic, who was the runner-up medalist with a 71. We move to the meet now at Spring Lake. It was Esak County hosting Pocahontas area in a Twin Lakes Conference duel. It was Esak County winning it. They had a 177 on the day. Pocahontas area finished up with a 188. It was Zach Jacobson shooting a 40 on the day. He would earn medalist honors for Esak County. He had 2 holes with a 3, 1 hole with a 4, and 6 holes with a 5. Kaysen Schrader was a runner-up medalist for Esak County with a 41. He had 1 hole with a 3, 4 holes with a 4, 2 holes with a 5. It was Bentley Hugeback with a 47. He finished up with 1 hole with a 3, 2 holes with a 4, and 2 holes with a 5. And that was actually 1 hole with a 4 and 2 holes with a 5. And Cal McCullough had a 49 on Tuesday with 1 hole with a 3, 2 holes with a 4, and 1 hole with a 5. The other two scores for Esak County, Jacob Hegrick had a 50, and Cade Snyder would finish up with a 51. If you missed any of the details, they are typed up down below, or you can re-listen to the audio recap. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.